Irony alert, transgender lawmaker against name change to Gulf of America, dumb and ridiculous. By Hannah Knudsen on May 9, 2025. Representative Sarah McBride, DITA, the first transgender member elected to the United States Congress, believes it is dumb and ridiculous to formally change the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. McBride made the remarks on Thursday ahead of the House formally passing Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's RTA measure to codify President Donald Trump's executive order. "We are on our way to the House floor to vote on what is possibly the dumbest bill we could be spending our time on. Legislation to change the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. This is ridiculous," McBride, a biological man who believes his claim to womanhood is legitimate, said of the simple name change. "And look, you might think that we're doing this because it's another opportunity for House Republicans to be sycophantic to the man in the White House," McBride said, contending that Republicans are focusing on the name change to distract from their policies at a time when he claimed Donald Trump's reckless and erratic tariff policy is crashing the economy. "Changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico, in this economy? What the hell are we doing here?" McBride, who, ironically, changed his own name from Tim to Sarah, added. Watch. Despite McBride's opposition, the House passed the measure to formally change the name to the Gulf of America in a 211-206 vote, with only one Republican voting with Democrats. Rep. Greene took it upon herself to address the Democrat critics engaging in a collective meltdown over discussions of the formal name change to the Gulf of America. "Democrats are throwing a fit over renaming the Gulf of America, but why?" she asked on X. "Because they'd rather honor a foreign country run by drug cartels than stand up for the American people. The Gulf isn't secured by Mexico. It's defended by the United States Coast Guard and Navy. Every year, tens of thousands of pounds of deadly drugs including cocaine, fentanyl, meth, and heroin, are trafficked through the Gulf and smuggled into our communities," she continued. Trump originally signed an executive order focused on restoring names that honor American greatness on his first day in office, and that order included renaming the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. "The Gulf will continue to play a pivotal role in shaping America's future and the global economy, and in recognition of this flourishing economic resource and its critical importance to our nation's economy and its people, I am directing that it officially be renamed the Gulf of America," the order reads in part.